This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Are you a listener of WHQR?
Do you listen to 91.3 at all?
Do you ever listen to WHQR?
I feel like I have.
91.3?
Yes.
There have been a couple of times in our lives that we've moved to new cities, and one of the deal breakers is whether or not they have a public radio station.
I'm here all the time. I buy your art. I visit your gallery. I can make contributions. I don't know that I've ever pledged, but what I do is I walk by here, I go upstairs, and I visit the person at the desk, look around the gallery, and give them $20 several times a year.
Coastline is one of my favorite shows because just the topics are so varied and they're current and they're local. When I can, I always tune in.
Yeah. Anybody who listens to WHQR and NPR, plus all the wonderful programming that you guys provide, certainly walks away that morning feeling like they are the smartest person in the world.
It is the radio station that is on my car radio all the time, and I don't otherwise really listen to the radio.
Morning Edition's great, and then you hear and some of the communique things and the discussions.
Yeah. And Coastline. Yeah. All right.
So, I'm a big fan of WHQR.
Sometimes. I listen to NPR every now and then, and Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Well, national, wait, don't tell me. But I do like Communique an awful lot. Communique with Gina Gamboni is pretty impressive.
And George Shivner, if I get trapped into driving home in the dark, I'm aware of George Shivner. I'm 75 years old, so vision ain't what it used to
be. One of the newer ones that I really like is the New Yorker Radio Hour. That is just... I think it's astonishing.
Absolutely. You play top hits like Katy Perry and pop music and such?
No, it's like a news radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's a news radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just do a lot of talking.
Classical
music. Oh, okay. It sounds like an intellectual. It sounds like an intellectual
Yeah,
site.
You should listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get into it.
Local news, national news, the BBC, I find that it is reliable, objective, rational information that helps me understand the world.
Okay. Is that the rock station here?
It's NPR.
Plays a big part in my life because I've got it on all the time in the car. I do have several driveway moments. Ken can't understand what's taken me so long to get out of my car and to get into the house. He thinks I must have tons of groceries or I've been shopping, but no, it's been an incredible story on All Things Considered or maybe a Terry Gross interview. It could be some music that George has been playing. It could honestly even be the outcome of the pledge drive. I'm just sitting there in my car with bated breath to make sure that that pledge came in or that match came in or that you meet your goal. So anyway, I don't honestly know what I'd do without public radio.
Many thanks to Ed Hewer, Ben Sorensen, Nancy Buckingham, Suzanne, Steve Whitney, Laura Bullard, Joe Suleiman, Dorothy Rankin, Bob Rackley, and to all of our listeners on this 50th anniversary of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.